शास्त्र विचार नहीं कनिकन सद्धर्म संग स्थापक लोकानां हित.
एंड नाउ टेक्स्ट 11. Krishnasyochai pranaya vasati prayasi biopi radha kundam chasya munibir abitas tadrig eva vyadhai yat preshtera pyalam asula bam kimpunar bhakti bhajam tat premidam sakrid api saras natura vishkaroti. Translation. Of the many objects of favored delight and of all the lovable damsels of Vrajabhumi, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most treasured object of Krishna's love. And in every respect, her divine kund is described by great sages as similarly dear to him. Undoubtedly, Radha Kund is very rarely attained even by the great devotees. Therefore, it is even more difficult for ordinary devotees to attain. If one simply bathes once within those holy waters, one's pure love of Krishna is fully aroused. Purport. Why is Radha Kund so exalted? The lake is so exalted because it belongs to Srimati Radharani, who is the most beloved object of Sri Krishna. Among all the gopis, she is the most beloved. Similarly, her lake, Sri Radha Kund, is also described by great sages as the lake that is as dear to Krishna as Radha herself. Indeed, Krishna's love for Radha Kund and Srimati Radharani is the same in all respects. Radha Kund is very rarely attained, even by great personalities fully engaged in devotional service, not to speak of ordinary devotees who are only engaged in the practice of Vaidhi Bhakti. It is stated that a devotee will at once develop pure love of Krishna in the wake of the gopis if he once takes a bath in Radha Kund. Srila Rupa Goswami recommends that even if one cannot live permanently on the banks of Radha Kund, he should at least take a bath in the lake as many times as possible. This is a most important item in the execution of devotional service. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in this connection that Sri Radha Kund is the most select place for those interested in advancing their devotional service in the wake of the lady friends or sakis and confidential serving maids, manjaris, of Srimati Radharani. Living entities who are eager to return home to the transcendental kingdom of God, Goloka Vrindavan, by means of attaining their spiritual bodies or Siddha Deha, should live at Radha Kund, take shelter of the confidential serving maids of Sri Radha, and under their direction engage constantly in her service. This is the most exalted method for those engaged in devotional service under the protection of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this connection, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur writes that even great sages and great devotees like Narad and Sanaka do not get an opportunity to come to Radha Kund to take their baths. What then to speak of ordinary devotees? If by great fortune one gets an opportunity to come to Radha Kund and bathe even once, he can develop his transcendental love for Krishna exactly as the gopis did. Yeah. it is also recommended that one should live on the banks of Radha Kund and should be absorbed in the loving service of the Lord. One should bathe there regularly and give up all material conceptions, taking shelter of Sri Radha and her assistant gopis. If one is thus constantly engaged during his lifetime, after giving up the body, he will return back to Godhead to serve Sri Radha in the same way as he contemplated during his life on the banks of Radha Kund. The conclusion is that to live on the banks of the Radha Kund and to bathe there daily constitute the highest perfection of devotional service. It is a difficult position to attain, even for the great sages and devotees like Narad. Thus, there is no limit to the glory of Sri Radha Kund. By serving Radha Kund, one can get an opportunity to become an assistant of Srimati Radharani under the eternal guidance of the gopis. This ends the narration of the Nectar of Instruction, 11 Lessons in Bhakti Yoga. Written in Sanskrit by Srila Rupa Goswami in the 15th century under the title Sri Upadeshamrita, it was translated into English by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The song heard at the beginning and end of each chapter was written by Srinivasa Acharya and sung by Srila Prabhupada. The musical selections, mixing, and engineering were under the direction of Neil Schlechter, and the director and narrator of this production was Amala Bhakta Das. This has been a Krishna Productions presentation. The text of the book was copyrighted by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust in 1975. The performance and recording were copyrighted by Amala Bhakta Das in 1991, and all rights are reserved by both parties. We hope you have enjoyed listening to this narration. If you would like to listen to other such transcendental recordings, please write or phone for our catalog. Thank you for allowing us to share with you the glorious enlightening words of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who descended from the spiritual world to the earth to teach all humanity how to taste and relish the nectar of devotion and thereby realize God through loving service to Him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Gauranga Gunanubandhana Vidhau Sadhya Samidhanitam Papatapani Kintana Tanavitam Govindadana Amritam Anandam Budhibarthanai Kanipunam Kaivallani Svartam Bande Rupa Sanatana Rakhu Jugam Sri Deva Gopalakam Krishna Kirtana Vanana Tana Padam Premamritam Panidhi Tatvato Namaste.